For Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. A female grizzly bear was found dead last week in the Spotted Bear area south of Hungry Horse Reservoir. A cub was also found orphaned by a car wreck last weekend on Highway 93 south of Ronan that killed its mother and two siblings. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks spokesperson Dylan Tavish says the cause of the death of the bear found near Hungry Horse remains unknown. The orphaned cub is alive, and Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is seeking a permanent facility to house the bear.
In these instances, if we can't find a zoo or an education research facility, then we do have to unfortunately euthanize those bears because they won't survive on their own in the wild.
That brings the total number of grizzly mortalities in the Northern Continental Divide Ecosystem, or NCDE, to 27. The average number of grizzly mortalities every year in the ecosystem is 25. But Tavish says for scientists, mortality doesn't necessarily mean physical death.
So the term mortality is what we use to follow the population. Anytime a bear is taken out of that population, it's classified as a mortality.
So this can mean placement in another ecosystem, movement to a zoo or research facility, euthanization, or death. The NCDE is home to the largest population of grizzlies in the lower 48, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced earlier this year that they will propose to delist the grizzly in the area from protections under the Endangered Species Act in September. In a story published earlier this week, Tavish told MTPR that 13 grizzlies had been killed by cars so far this year in the NCDE.
Yeah, it was a learning curve for me, too, because when I was told there were, 13 vehicle collision mortalities there right away, I assumed also, well, that means 13 dead grizzly bears.
In fact, Tavish says 9 grizzlies have been killed by cars and 4 cubs have been orphaned. 3 of those cubs were moved to a zoo in Canada. All are considered mortalities to the population. I'm Nick Mott for Montana Public Radio.